This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. The Language of Love, in a new recording from the early music group Stile Antico. Renaissance works taken from the erotic imagery in the Song of Songs from the Old Testament. Stile Antico means old style. The group is 12 young singers from Britain. They met through college choirs at Oxford and Cambridge. I talked with three members of the ensemble, twins Kate and Helen Ashby, both sopranos, and Oliver Hunt, who sings bass, about the passion in these songs.
The Song of Songs book of the Bible is somewhat controversial in that the language is very, very sensual. It's seen as being between a lover, King Solomon, and his beloved. But it's been interpreted by Christians as being representative of the love for his church by Jesus Christ. So it's wonderful to sing this music because you get a real diversity of interpretation from the composers.
And the words are quite something. Your lips drip nectar, honey and milk are under your tongue.
This is Kate here. What's quite strange about this music to many people is that it was written to be sung in church. It was sacred music. But at the same time, this erotic imagery clearly inspired composers to take music to slightly different places than many of their other sacred works.
Yeah, it's really that connection between the earthly and the spiritual in these songs, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that really helps to inspire us with this music.
Where do you see that most coming out? Is there one song in particular, one composer in particular who you think really captures that?
I think different composers capture different aspects because you've got these two sides of interpretation. Palestrina wrote a whole load of songs motets, which he dedicated to the Pope, so he was very much focusing on that religious aspect. Whereas other composers, such as Sebastian de Vivanco, he's very much the other extreme, and his Veni Dilecta Me is wonderfully suggestive.
And Oliver, as we're listening, why don't you walk us through what you're hearing in there?
Well, and these words, Veni Dilecta Me, come my beloved, we will go out into the fields and we will get up to all manner of unmentionable things. It's music that rejoices in love itself.
This is one of several composers who have taken this same verse. If the pomegranate is in bloom, there I will give you my breasts. They really seem to like setting that to music.
Yes, and this piece is particularly fun to sing because it's written in a polychoral style, whereby one choir sings to the other answers it, and then you have this wonderful coming together of the two choirs as the lovers conjoin.
The sections from the Song of Songs are interspersed on the CD with really lovely, small, plain chant. And Helen, why don't you talk about what's going on with the plain chant?
We thought it would be nice to, because obviously this music is very rich, just to sort of break it up and, apart from anything else, to give the ears a bit of a rest and a bit of a palate cleanser, to have some snippets of just plain chant, just single voice plain chant.
And describe what plain chant is.
So plain chant is traditionally from around the 13th, 14th century, just one single line of chanting, as you'd hear in a monastery, even nowadays they're still used in churches as well.
Your group is very unusual because you don't have a conductor. There's no one leading you. How did you decide to do it that way?
Well, sorry, this is Helen. It wasn't a particularly conscious decision. It's partly just a result of how the group started out. But we soon realised that it was a fantastic way of exploring this music.
And when you're singing, you're standing how? It's a semicircle?
Yeah, we tend to stand in a semicircle, so we need to have sight lines across because obviously without a conductor, we rely very much on visual contact with the other people in our parts as well.
This is Kate Hirner. As well as standing in a semicircle and being able to see each other, it's also important that we can hear other lines because of the way this music works. So we don't stand next to people singing the same line as us, we stand next to other voice parts. So I stand with an alto on my left and a tenor on my right. But that's part of the joy of this music, is how all the lines interact.
I imagine the way you must communicate as you're singing, since you don't have a conductor, it must be, you said visual, but I imagine it's physical as well. Are you watching each other's movements to figure out where you are and to stay together?
I mean, we watch each other's movements for kind of leads for starts and ends of pieces, but in general there's just a lot of eye contact and a lot of listening. So we're all relying upon an internal pulse rather than watching one particular person for the beat. And that's what a lot of our rehearsal is about. Ensemble is the hardest thing to get perfect when you're singing without a conductor. But it does mean that we all know and understand this music in much greater depth than we would if we didn't, because we have a lot more rehearsal.
Oliver Hunt and Helen and Kate Ashby, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wow, that was in complete unison.
Oh, well, we've been practicing.
I think you've got that ensemble thing down. The CD from Stile Antico is Song of Songs. You can hear the ensemble in concert at nprmusic.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.